You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You heard the man. He said all the things.
Yes,
let's get
did.
A Thursday going here. text line 713-572-4610. That's where you pile in with your insight and thoughts on what the conversations are on one of the biggest days of training camp, which is another joint practice out there in Detroit at the Meyer Training Center, whatever it's called, between your Texans and the Detroit Lions. Lopez, nope, not doing it.
What's that?
Yesterday you taught me. Don't ask how Lopez is doing.
I'm so fantastic.
Let's jump right into it.
Got brand new shoes on, all good.
Yeah, I could ask you, Sean, because you would handle this in a responsible way and not end up showing feet in the middle of a segment.
I'm doing great. It's a great day.
It is a great day.
The Lions taught me that. You're never just doing good. You're doing great.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Great day.
That's right.
Exactly.
Of course, we won't get a full accounting of just how great or bad or whatever in between the day is for the Texans.
I like the code that we're getting.
As we're seeing the assembled media kind of reined back a little bit as we get into more regular season protocols for information dispersal. However, the early dispatches from Detroit seem to indicate that at least in the first kind of iterations of practice, 7-on-7, the Lions seem to have a little bit of success offensively and defensively versus the Texans' defense and offense, respectively. But they've, you know, there's been a little bit of bounce back. It hasn't been all one way traffic, in a manner of speaking, for the Lions. But big day, big movement.
Big day, big movement. Yes, and the reason that's appropriate. Is let me put it in a question. What could happen today that could change the expectations that we already kind of have? Because this is, I think it's the last big day of the preseason. To be honest, the final game of the preseason is going to be, you know, I think Sean Pendergast uses this term, a nothing burger. And I think that's accurate. It's going to be mostly backups. It's going to be backups to backups, etc. This is when you can really go ones versus
that nothing
ones.
Burger broadcast on Sports Radio 610 at noon on Saturday. And of course, the Texas countdown starts at 9 a.m. Thanks for that one.
Yeah, sorry
John
about
Lopez.
That. Didn't mean to not be a team player there.
That's right.
It was an accident. But no, this is the last big day, and I think it's the last big day for some movement. And you know, early, you know, dispatches, as people like to say.
I'm people.
Are that it's been, you know, somewhat of a Lions success so far, but it's early. They're just getting going right there. I think there are some things that could happen that maybe kind of change expectations a little bit. And I'm wondering where you think that might be. Because to me, it all starts with the offensive line. Training camp started with the offensive line. Where is that success? How is that success today? After a good preseason game against the Panthers, would it change your expectations any if they get worked a little bit by the Lions?
If they get worked, no, it won't change the expectations, because that feels a little bit in line with the skepticism that I think I brought to the offensive line. If they go do work, if they're throwing dudes out the club on that defensive line. I think that that does raise some level of expectations, or at least solidify what has been told to us a number of times by this Texans team in hope that they could really get this done to a place where now they have a foundation to go and really do good things. That would be that portion of it. I think the thing that I immediately thought of as you posed the question, however, was about the guys that we haven't had the opportunity to see or haven't had the opportunity to see much from. And we're already getting things that points to that, of course, in the ways. Shout out to my guy, Jonathan Alexander, the Houston Chronicle.
Boy, he's
doing the work.
He's getting
his agent Wojnarowski on, where they're like, the NBA's like, hey, don't release the players before the picks happen. He's like, all right, well, the Orlando Magic are strongly considering Paolo Banchero right now. Okay? I need you to understand that.
Yeah.
And in doing that, Jonathan Alexander, there's a tweet 5 minutes ago. Breaking news, Derek Stingley is still good at football.
Okay. What does that tell you?
Sounds like an interception.
What
happened,
is he trying
right?
to tell us?
But or maybe a big-time pass breakup against like an Amara St. Brown or something. Okay, that's cool. This one, though, falling in line with what we're talking about, Texans linebacker Christian Harris hasn't looked bad out there.
Mm-hmm.
That is big. That's something that can change the expectation because we haven't gotten very much opportunity to see Christian Harris out here. And we talked about this before training camp. That's a player that can take that can change the ceiling on what this defense is.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can point to a weakness on this defense, linebackers in coverage in particular, and like with that level of athleticism, is a question. Azeez obviously is very heady. He's the soul of defense in addition to being like the big brain in the middle of it that helps get the calls. He has the green dot. So there's that portion of it. Henry Toto is an effort maniac, but you don't look at him as the same level of athlete as Christian Harris.
And also coverage.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you can get Christian Harris out here looking good and in that rotation of guys that you throw in there, what does that do for coverage-wise? Well, again, this is a day where you can get some level of insight into, is Christian Harris up to that speed that we've seen from him in the past? And is he ready to go? And not saying that I can say that entirely from that particular tweet, but those things point towards that. And I think that that's one of the things that could be really interesting today.
No, I totally agree. And individually, you know, things that might change your expectation. I think if a running, I don't even know who it might be. I would say the odds are Woody Marks, because I think Nick Chubb is established. We know what he's going to do, you know, power, all that. But if you get a running back, have some success today. And I think the candidate would be Woody Marks. On the other hand, what does Damian Pierce do? I think that might change the expectation a little bit because, frankly, I mean, as we've been talking about, this is the last big true day to get some good reps in for the so-called first-team offense. We still haven't seen Joe Mixon. We don't know when Joe Mixon is going to come back, so it's going to be these guys.
Well, I mentioned that. There is potential negatives as well. Has already kind of demonstrated itself. I think that Sean had made mention of this before we had – our crosstalk just a second ago, Cody Stutes making note that linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair is not dressed for the joint practice. Now, what does that actually mean? I don't know. Is this kind of a veteran day or an opportunity to get some more reps for other folks? Maybe. However, that is one of those things that can change expectations in a different way, is if you see certain players get hurt or whatever, which is why in any given context, particularly in these joint practices, you knock on wood and hope that everybody comes out upright, because that's going to be a big portion of this as well.
Also not practicing Blake Fisher, according to Aaron Wilson. You know, Blake Fisher, good game against the Panthers, not out there, sprained ankle is what is being reported. Again, that might change some expectations just on the individual level.
Yeah, for him in particular, especially because I think for our sake, we were hoping to see some things that would make us more comfortable with where Blake Fisher is and maybe kind of negate some of the lesser play that we've seen from him headed up to this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do know what you mean. And, you know, all that we're seeing so far, it's going on as we speak, and we're going to keep you up to date on that. You know, is that this has been a very lively start to joint practices, that the Lions have had some success. Individually, I think there are some players that definitely need to show something and maybe change that expectation. We talked about the offensive line. We haven't talked about the wide receiver position. And I mentioned it yesterday or maybe day before. This Lions secondary, really good on top of the good pass rush. You know, we'll talk about the receivers a little bit later, but we know what Nico Collins can do. We need to see something again to kind of back up that Panthers performance from guys like Christian Kirk, Jalen Knowles, Xavier Hutchinson. You know?
I've actually feel pretty confident in the offensive or in the wide receiver pass catching core. Maybe I should keep that to wide receivers because maybe the tight ends is more of where you look at for that, especially against some of the, you know, safety play and maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit of the linebacking play, depending on how you view the Detroit Lions linebacking core with like an Alex Anzalone or whatever. But yeah, man.
Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, I think that is probably where I'd look at more. I think Christian Kirk is a veteran in a way that makes me feel comfortable. I think that I have lowered or I've had relatively low expectations on what to ask of Jaden Higgins. Jalen Knoll just seems to get open, and I'm excited about it, but I've also had the understanding that he probably slides in behind Christian Kirk. So again, not to raise to expectations too high, the wide receiving core seems to kind of just make sense to me. And I don't know that I need to see something in particular or anything that would change the way that I feel about him, because I still think that all of it makes sense and it will probably operate similar to what I imagine.
I don't know about that. I mean, we've seen some things from Xavier Hutchinson, seen some things from Jalen Knoll. And that was, you know, in terms of from a fan's perspective, it was the preseason game last week. But have we seen that? Are we positive Xavier Hutchinson? I think he is. You think he is. We positive that he's going to be the third guy? Is there any other? And what does it say about the other guys behind him?
I feel good that he's capable of handling that role. I won't say that I'm positive that he's definitely going to be that guy, because I think there's going to be some rotation. I think there's going to be some definite, like, he's not going to hold that role down in a similar way as on the opposite side, Nico Collins is going to hold down his role. Of course, it's kind of asinine to say it that way, but I needed to paint the image, right? Nico Collins, as much as he is ready to go, as much as he is, you know, available, has breath, he's going to be on that field because he provides something different. I think Xavier Hutchinson can hold down as much as you give him, but I think that you're going to want to get some Higgins in there depending on the sets. You might have some sets where it's, you know, where it's Nico and Christian Kirk, and then you have your 12 personnel because you have two tight ends in or whatever. I think that that is probably the way that it filters in. But I do feel confident in Xavier Hutchinson's ability to get out there and handle up with what you're doing. And maybe that is just the belief that it's clear that this offense and that this team has in him, running him out there with ones and as often as they have. But then also, I'll admit it, I've drank some of the Kool-Aid in the way that I did for John Mechie. But then also, you saw how she said give Derek Stingley a little bit of work here and there in one-on-ones. I think that that is deeply encouraging when it comes to that man's ability.
No, I think you're right. I'm just laughing at Jonathan Alexander's tweet.
All right. what did Jonathan Alexander do this time?
He said, unfortunately, y'all are just going to have to imagine what is happening based on my tweets at Texans Joe Lyons Joy. I love his bitterness. I love it. He's fight the good fight, Jonathan. I know you can't hear me out of practice.
Don't worry, we'll send him a text.
But fight the good fight, man.
I wonder what he really feels.
Oh,
though.
I know what he really
feels. He probably is heated. I seen him heated one time.
I'm sure he's heated because, and look, it's just the circumstances of it, I'm sure, is frustrating. We've all been in that place where sometimes you don't even got anybody to be mad at in particular, but you're mad nonetheless.
I think the worst part is if you see the other media people from the other team, it's just tweeting away.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I was hoping is trying to see what some of the Detroit Lions beat writers are kind of saying about what's happening out there. But
they're out there doing play-by-play.
I haven't seen much. But yeah, I imagine that's definitely why he's mad, is because I think the Chronicle, both him and Sam Warren, did a great job of giving you real detail as to what was happening. So this is a very big swing from what those guys are going from. A3-2, they said, I see Hutch as a possession wide receiver till Higgins hits his ceiling or gets his footing, just keep the chain moving. I mean, sure. I mean, that feels like that's kind of the expectations. I just don't know when that footing is grasped by Higgins. And I think that it's good to have a number of guys that you can rotate in for various different circumstances, or just to have a fresh guy out there at any given time that can get the ball and make a play.
No, I hear you. I don't disagree. Boy, I just feel like, you know, we have an offense right now where we have, obviously, the receiving core. Nico Collins, don't know at tight end. Don't know a tight end.
As in
I
what?
Mean, you know Dalton Schultz is going to play, but you don't know what you're going to – I mean, you don't have expectations
for. I mean, do you feel like he's going to have a better year than last year?
I actually very much do.
Based on what?
Based on, I think, one, clear change in mentality for him. And then, two, I think C.J. Stroud's ability to control things. A shout-out to Stephen Ruiz of The Ringer, wrote an excellent piece that I think the general NFL sphere is now catching on to. what you've talked about a lot yourself, which is C.J. Stroud not having really any, being hamstrung by the offense and the coordinator and the play calls that were called in from the sideline that we're also looking at and now seeing even clearly, more clearly, were oftentimes not the right circumstances to put the team and the offense in. He now has more opportunities to change things. I think that that benefits, you know, Dalton Schultz, who is going to be somewhat of a fail-safe at times, like as a tight end often is, a safety blanket but for the quarterback. I think that him having that control is going to benefit Dalton a lot more, have him more in the right circumstances for him to be successful.
But to me, what you're saying is more in the abstract. Based on his approach, his attitude or whatever, and based on what C.J. Stroud might do, I'm talking about based on what that you've seen. You know, that's where I am with Dalton Schultz. I want to see it, and that's why I think today's – that's why we brought up this point of, you know, this could change things. I want to see it on the field. I get the abstract. I mean, you could say that about any player on the team.
Yeah, but I think the abstract matters more for him because we've seen what Dalton Schultz is capable of at the higher end. I don't think that it's like, can he do it? It's just, will those things come together? Will the circumstances present themselves for him to be that version of himself? And I think that you have – a better situation for those circumstances to present themselves for the best version of Dalton Schultz. And to be fair, also Cade Stover to be out there.
Right. I'm looking at practice and training camp and what they've done. And I'm looking at today's practice and God bless you, Jonathan Alexander. I'm getting a good vibe here.
Also God bless Cody Stutz. To be fair, his latest tweet is a little bit, in the middle right here. He says a lot of ball on the ground via incomplete pass. The first time the Texans offense was on the field. Couple of okay tosses, but clear lines advantage, he says. Texans defense has had some excellent coverage moments, but well-designed play got Christian Harris, he got at one point. So, yeah, it sounds like there's a little give and take, and the Lions are probably in a more advantageous spot at this moment. From the 8-2. Reggie's sources on Dalton Schultz. Trust me, bro. I understand why you're saying that. Like, look, I recognize that I'm not
picking on you. I'm just saying the abstract is for everyone.
Fair enough.
I want to know what Dalton Schultz does on the field that gives me the confidence going into week one. And I haven't seen it.
Okay. I hear you.
It's kind of tough to say after looking at last year, too. Yeah. And he definitely got it in him. If he's on, he's on.
Yeah.
But we also seen the bad in Dalton Schultz when it's not going.
Absolutely. I'm very much taking a more optimistic view with him in particular in this offense in general. No, I hear you. And I recognize that, I'm operating in a place where optimism. But I do think that, as you said, we've seen Dalton Schultz be good with this team. I think that you give him, when you have the better opportunities for him to be that version of himself, it seems like you have that in place. But again, that's the beauty of football, right? Mm-hmm. We can do a lot of analysis on the front end. We can, you know, chart it out on paper. But when you get on between those lines, when you get on that gridiron, that's when things are displayed. Yeah. So another day of training camp, joint practice out there in Detroit. We'll give you anything that we could see out there as we continue. All right, you're in the loop, though, here on Sports Radio 610 as we keep going. Coming up next, do we have to have a conversation about Cam Smith as we head into the Baltimore 4-game set this weekend? Let's do that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Yep, in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. I do love the now live intro of sorts as it just continues to morph and change. And that did remind me, I got a text yesterday in the evening that apparently Sean Bashani took a hit of the smelling salts before the show last night. So
of course he did.
Is it still work? Is it still strong?
Lopez, you want to check?
No, I'm good, man.
Why not?
I'm good. You check it.
Unbelievable. Just not a team player over here.
Oh, what?
I check it in the break.
See, I appreciate
you will
that.
Not.
I appreciate
even when we
feeling.
Did it, he was like this. I'm like two
who
away.
Me?
No, him.
Y'all the ex-athletes that was taking that stuff before.
I know. I
ain't about
I
to try that.
I still am amazed.
I didn't even know what it was.
I am still amazed that players, every drive, let's go ahead and hit this right quick.
Every drive. I could see Sean Bajani doing it before every show.
Yeah, Bajani.
He would do it before every show.
I feel like when Bajani was coaching, he would hit the smelling salts right quick.
Let's go.
It'll make me coach better.
And that tobacco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think we need to give this to anybody on the Astros? See if that will get them going.
Ooh,
another
baby.
Another loss. Although, run scored yesterday. We talked about this as it happened during the broadcast yesterday.
Raise the banner.
7-2 loss. Raise the banner because of a two-run Mauricio Dubon.
Runs were scored.
Home run. Yeah. I mean, the skipper, the manager made note of it in his post-game comments. But yeah, 7-2 loss against the Detroit Tigers. Just sadness all the way through that series. And we could talk about the bigger things. Obviously, we mentioned and we talked a little bit about Fromber, and this is becoming a little bit of an issue. However, can I talk about something that we have not mentioned a lot yet or of late?
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to have a Cam Smith conversation? Because that was one of, if not the bigger stories, if you will travel back with me to spring training. We were so hyped and giddy about Cam Smith. Some of us may have promised that he would out-slug Kyle Tucker himself. And those of us that might have said such things are realizing that we were really, really high on our supply in that moment. But, I mean, he was good. He had some really good times for you during this season.
Mm-hmm.
But of late, he's kind of been very quiet, falling into the background. Shout out to Chandler Rome making this note on in his latest dispatch. Since July 1st, which is 154 plate appearances for Cam Smith, he has a batting average of .206. His on-base percentage is .266, and his slugging is .270. That's right. His OPS is sub-500.
That is, yeah.
For a span of a month and a half.
That's obviously a month and a half. That's not a small sample size.
Not at all.
That is not a small sample size. And it does coincide with right around the All-Star break, right around, you know, the number of games that would be his ceiling. And I haven't looked at his minor league numbers, but, you know, they're not very many, and his college numbers, et cetera. You know, but he's tired. He's a rookie. It happens to everyone. Every veteran player will tell you that. And I'm guessing that's the gist of the conversation that you want to have about Cam Smith. I think there's another angle, another element to that. You know, he is tired. He does need to be platooned.
Well, here's the thing. I think that that's right, that he would need to be platooned in some ways. But as you mentioned, that dude has had very minimal minor league opportunity. He is just over a year removed from playing college baseball. I think that the tough thing about, he's still a developing player.
Mm-hmm.
One of the places where I'll see, where I think about that is him in the outfield. We were talking about how the athleticism would carry him as he's still figuring out the outfield and defense. And we made mention of this, I think, last week or maybe earlier this week, how you still had some of those damn near collisions in the outfield with him as an outfielder,
mm-hmm.
which it's all cute, but then you start thinking about it and you're like, hey, no, we need you as a professional outfielder, and we can't have those happening as frequently as they do.
Yeah.
Yes, the athleticism gets you there, but it's the technique, it is the polishment and the refinement of your athleticism that makes you a pro ball player. Hell,
yeah.
If you allow me to make a cross sport consideration, that feels like that's the big differentiation between the offensive line last year for your Texans and this year,
mm-hmm.
is being polished, being on your P's and Q's. And so all of that still points to, for me, how Cam Smith might still need some more development. And does him platooning and maybe not playing consistently help him with that development?
I don't know if it's necessarily like pure development, classic development.
Okay.
You know, because I think we've seen what he has in him.
Sure.
You know, we've seen that he can approach an at bat the right way, taking pitches the other way, home runs the other way, relatively good eye.
Sorry, I started getting nostalgic remembering some of the at bats.
Yeah,
he didn't have
exactly.
Early on.
So I think the development, he's well on track. I think it's three things. It's the number of games played. And by the way, I just looked it up. Last year, 2024, he played 66 games at Florida State,
mm-hmm.
a lot of college games, and 32. With three minor league stints. So that's 98 games. He's at 108 this year. So this is the most games by far that he's played ever in baseball.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
In a higher leverage situation, maybe not leverage, obviously talking about pitching, but like there's the higher stress and the higher pressure of the situation, the more that takes out of you, I believe.
But here are the other two things, and it's sort of like, what do you do? First of all, we talk about he does need to be platooned. With who? Jesus Sanchez has zero hits.
Yeah, he's been very problematic.
Like, no, I'm not exaggerating. Zero. So what else do you do? That's number one. With who? And secondly, you're in a race. You're in a race. So even though, you know, our question of the day is going to have something to do with that race and how lucky the Astros are that they're still up in the standings. But you are in the midst of a race, and you don't have a lot of guys that can do the things that Cam Smith does. Do you just say, hey, suck it up? Or do you err to the side of caution and maybe long-term progress?
I think that you meet in the middle there because yeah. Cam Smith, again, batting 206 over the last month and a half. You talk about a race, having that guy, even though you're able to slot him in your lineup in a better situation where he's hitting either 7th or 8th or sometimes 9th, still, 206 ain't what you want mm-hmm. with one of the guys in your lineup. I don't think that's helpful. So, I don't know. I think definitely a platoon situation would be helpful, especially when you consider how much better he has been.
With who?
Hitting against.
And I'm not picking on you. I'm
lefties
saying, like,
than he has against righties.
Who would you put out there in platoon?
No, that's the question. Especially when you have Taylor Trammell, who yeah. is being evaluated for concussion because mm-hmm. apparently he's been deciding to hit the ground real hard of late. Jacob Melton, mm-hmm. does that give you any level of interest? And maybe you can point to, you know, not having Jake Myers. Like, is this
what's
part
the latest with Jake Myers?
I don't know.
What in the world?
I forgot he is this, man. It's been that long.
Wasn't it? Was this another one of those that wasn't supposed to be very long, and all of a sudden it's like,
I don't know. I thought they showed him out there in the outfield
stuff. He was in Florida, and then he came back, and he's with the squad right now, I believe. I'm pretty sure, actually. But doing some workouts. But what?
Who would have thought we'd be trying to get Jake Myers back?
But it's fair, though. Yeah.
Especially when you consider, like, your outfield, you don't have a lot of dudes who have done this for a very long time in the outfield.
Yeah.
This text comes in on the text line. Cam was better with Myers' leadership in center field. I can't go against that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know that I can say that as an absolute definitive yes, but it doesn't feel like a no. Like, it feels like that very well could be a part of at least the defensive portion mm-hmm. of Cam Smith. So, I mean, look, it seems like he would be better suited to have a platoon, but is that somewhere where Chaz getting some more opportunities or Jacob Melton getting some more opportunities helps you? I don't know, but I think that is amongst the number of problems with the Astros, and definitely not the biggest problems when you talk about getting offense going, getting guys back from IL so that mm-hmm. you actually have some starting pitching that you can depend on, and having your bullpen not be small and, you know, having the issues that they've had. Those are clearly the bigger problems, but a Cam Smith one has been developing underneath our nose.
And do you want a combination of Altuve and Yordan playing left field to have more options in center and right? I don't. I really don't.
Yeah. So look, this is something that somebody said, once Yordan comes back, he could take the other outfield position. I don't think that
that's what I'm talking about.
I don't think that you want to have too much of that. But yeah, Cam Smith is a guy that you're developing. You can easily see having a long term situation with him. Mm-hmm. I think that you need to do what's best for him. I do wonder, and we didn't even mention one of the possibilities, which is, do you send him down at any point?
I saw somebody talking about that. Absolutely not. And the reason is, you know, kind of why I said maybe you just tell him to suck it up. You need some threats in this lineup.
Well, right now he's not a threat.
No, but he has shown the capability, as we talked about. It's in him. I don't think it's a development thing. I think it's a fatigue thing. Do you just tell him to suck it up because it's in him, or does that start working in reverse?
It might be a confidence thing to some.
It might be. There's like four guys that you think that guy's got to be in the lineup. And frankly, right now Dubon is one of them to me. Which is kind of weird. But, you know, Altuve slumping, we'll get into all that.
Yeah, it's a rough time for the Astros, mm-hmm. and seemingly somehow they've extended their lead a little bit to a 1.5 game over the Seattle Mariners. So, actually, coming up next, let's do this. Question of the day, inspired by the Astros somehow still being a 1.5 up in the West despite all of the negativity that's happening around them. When did you somehow escape disaster? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next. Question of the day, when did you somehow escape disaster? Because that's what we've been looking at with your Houston Astros currently sitting at 1.5 up on the Seattle Mariners, despite what has felt like two of the absolute most terrible series that one could ask for. And that's without thinking beyond those series. I'm mm-hmm. just thinking of the weekend and this weekday series
and
that you've come off of. And yet, still ahead, escaping danger by the skin of their teeth which all with all due thanks to the Mets doing a little bit of work to help. And who else was in here beating up on the Mariners?
Phillies?
Yeah, the Phillies mm-hmm. as well. They're doing their part. Appreciate those two NL East teams handling up. But let's have fun with it. When have you narrowly escaped danger in the ways that the Astros have?
713-572-4610 or YouTube, Twitch, whatever. And this can be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm still alive. One of those things.
Oh, danger exists in a lot of forms. You mentioned something in the crosstalk that actually gave me my answer.
I'll tell that story in a second. Or just that would have been disastrous. How about show?
Yeah, getting out of a hurricane.
Yeah, he was in a hurricane at Turks and Caicos. They said, yeah, your flight on Monday, it ain't going to happen till Friday. And then yet somehow, some way, he escaped disaster, didn't have to pay $1,000 a night for a room.
I would have to fight somebody. See, there's some cost for things that you go, okay, I understand. Like, it's high, but I get it.
Yeah.
There ain't a room in the world that I would agree that $1,000 is worth.
There's got to be a Super Bowl involved.
On one night?
There's got to be a Super Bowl involved.
Like, you going to say that in front of my wife?
Right. What all is in this room?
I like that line.
Yeah. What's wrong with you, bro?
What all is in this room
that you want to me?
A whole $1,000.
I'm going to steal that line. That's a great line.
I damn near said that one time when I had to get my AC fixed in my car. Yeah. I took it to a place and they came back to about $2,000 something. I'm like, you just gonna try to play me in front of my wife? Like, you know I'm not about to get this done.
Well, nobody's gonna pay $2,000.
Yeah.
So two came to mind. One, again, you know, if not by the grace of God, and then one was like, whew. The one, I was in high school. I've told the story, but for those who haven't heard it, I was in a car with some buddies. We were driving down the road that somehow we had accumulated, four dozen eggs.
Somehow.
A buddy of mine owned a creamery, and we went into the creamery and raided the refrigerator. Anyway, and the guy in the front seat just started throwing eggs, you know, kind of at random things on the side of the road or whatever, threw one at a car. Problem was, the car was going in the same direction as we were.
Sure.
And that car happened to have some bad dudes in it that kind of swerved to try to hit us. We took off. Next thing I hear is gunshots. Gunshots.
That's right.
Clinging the concrete. I don't know if it hit the car or not, but I mean, I was on the floorboard by then. We ended up spending the night in an alley behind a movie theater to make sure that they were long gone.
Oh, y'all spent the night there?
We slept till daybreak.
They're like, oh, you know what? That's actually a smart play because there's no, all right, now the coast is clear, so let's go home.
And then you see them.
And then all of a sudden, not only do you see them, now they are following you back to your house. Yes. You are taking them back to the place where you lay your head.
We hauled ass, as they said, and got into an alley behind a movie theater and spent the night there.
I'm glad you didn't end up like Ricky. I'm glad that's not how that went.
The other one was I was in Havana, Cuba in 1991 covering the Pan American Games. And back then, you know, all the American journalists, there were only like six or eight of us that ended up covering that. And I was one of them. We had like a government official, they call them ojos malos, the bad eyes, following us everywhere we went because it was obviously bad relations in 1991.
That's still, right.
You know, et cetera. And I ended up going to an old bar that was in an old casino at the top of the Havana Libre Hotel. Time got away from me, overslept. I nearly missed literally the only flight out of Havana, Cuba, because it had to be charters.
Yeah.
You couldn't, you know, U.S. Airlines weren't flying in back and forth into Cuba. I ended up, like, I had to go up the stairs as they were closing the door for literally the only flight out of Cuba when I was coming home.
You would have been speaking a lot more Spanish if you had missed that one. You'd been, hey, no, my friend, we're here. Mm-hmm. I'm one of you.
Yeah.
Some other ones that have come in, there's a number of things. Apparently, y'all been getting shot at. Like, I didn't realize that getting shot at was so frequent in a lot of y'all's cases.
I got shot at a couple times.
I've been around shots. I've never been shot at. I think that I've been living life okay to some degree. Eugene on the YouTube said, got sprayed, shot up in his car, only got hit once. I feel like God bless you, man. Yeah, if you're in a place where you like only got hit once, you're here to tell it, all right. I think that is fantastic. Mm-hmm. From the 936, escaped disaster in a motorcycle wreck. Brakes locked up out of nowhere going 70.
Oh, man.
Only ended up with road rash. Not even wearing a helmet.
Mm-hmm. Brother,
well, I bet you wear a helmet now.
God bless you, man. Yes. Even be able to text in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So there's a lot of those. Lopez, you were talking in the crosstalk. Like, it doesn't even have to be like life or death. And then you said something that brought something to mind. And there are two occasions in my young adult life where recently, or not recently, but, you know, you have talking to some people, talking to a woman, and you're like, okay, there's opportunities here. And then ultimately did not pursue those opportunities.
Okay.
And within 9 months, I picked that that number very particularly. Both of them.
Oh, wow.
Pregnant as hell.
Wow.
Pregnant as hell.
Reggie's the father.
Very pregnant.
He'd have been on Maury.
Reggie would have been running around.
Aggressively with his pregnant. Head. I'm talking about.
Boo yourself. They're going to be booing them when you walk out.
I'm talking about like the big belly pregnant. Like they didn't have the small belly pregnancies. Yeah. I'm talking about, are you carrying twins type pregnancy?
Yeah.
On both occasions. So yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
I dodged a bullet like that too. No pun intended.
Yeah.
Somebody tried to hit me with the, hey, I'm pregnant by you. And I'm like, wait a minute. And we kind of had a stare off and come to find out she was lying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was lying. She tried to get me. Yeah, she tried to get me to the point. It was kind of embarrassing, too, because her mama found out.
Yeah.
So her mama invited me over.
Oh.
So she was sitting there yelling at the girl for lying. And
that's the worst lie you can tell.
Yes, man. That could have ruined everybody's life. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the one I could think of was I almost got. When I was younger, when I was up and coming rapper, thought I was about to get signed by Young Money Cash.
Wow, you'd have been out there with Nicki Minaj, you know.
Hey, that's what they were saying, man. They called me, talk about some. We heard your music on MySpace, and we about to go on the tour. So all you gotta do is pay this $500.
Oh no,
and then we could get going. Night. That's for the hotel, food, everything paid for. So I'm thinking like, Mama, I made it. I'm like, yes, please. So the thing is, I didn't have the $500. I was a little short. So I was scrambling around trying to get that money. And then my sister was like, wait, hold on. Let me talk to him. And then they start stuttering a little bit. And then she was like, nah, this ain't real. The number seemed kind of phony, too. The number traced back to, like, North Carolina.
Lord.
Yeah.
I was like, are we sure you dodged the bill? Did we miss the opportunity for you?
And then the guy kept saying, you got to have it by 3 o'clock.
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, nah.
And then it was way past 3 o'clock, and he was still calling like, hey, you got it? And I was just like, nah, man, I'm good.
Yeah.
I almost got, man.
Wow.
Oh, man. Someone said they fell off of their fourth-story balcony and passed out before they hit the ground, and they could still walk. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
You know, something to be said for that. Your body just kind of goes limp if you pass out.
I imagine.
Yeah, and you're not really bracing and breaking and putting your arms down.
I gotta admit, I think I'd prefer that. Like, I don't want to be awake for the hit.
Mm-hmm.
I really and truly don't.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of these that keep coming in. Keep those coming in as we get through our question of the day. Someone said, avoided getting hit by electrical panel due to a safety meeting that they attended the day before. There you go.
There's some good political one that's coming in. Like, whatever side, choose your side that you like. But one said, I found out that she was the other side. I'm like, whoo.
Or had some beliefs that you were like, oh. Those did not come up in our first few conversations or on the first couple of dates.
Yeah,
yeah, fair enough.
You know the world's flat, don't you? What?
You've had those moments with people. Maybe not necessarily someone you're dating, but you're just like, I thought you were cool. Wow. It's incredible how one statement can really change your entire dynamic on someone sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, you almost got God. That's right. That's basically the subheader of this section.
Mm-hmm.
It's all. Someone mentioned Matt Schaub, like the Liz Frank injury. Do you feel like that was in a narrow avoidance of danger, or do you feel like that doesn't fit here?
That Liz Frank, they were rolling. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if that fits in. Now, of course, I guess him eventually being able to return, but I don't think he ever became the same version of Matt Schaub after that.
Exactly. I agree. Just real quick, have you ever like been late for this? Happened to me really recently, about 6 months ago.
Well, I've been late for a lot of things.
I left the house late, and like at the corner where there's it's around the corner. There's a train track. Like a train that came and the things didn't fall.
Really?
I mean, I was like, whoo, baby.
Damn. That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Every time I cross a railroad, I'll be like, man, let me make sure ain't nothing coming.
I mean, across there quick.
Three minutes earlier, I would have been crossing it.
Sometimes I do like the school buses, how they kind of stop and just look first and then go across.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Nah, you gotta be careful out here, man. Keep your head on a swivel. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get back to football as we go around the NFL. And we got more information on the Jimmy Ward situation that I imagine does not make anybody feel any better about it. Let's talk about that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.